Section 3, Task 1, Learning to Rephrase.
1.
Most of the subjects of the inquiry think that nearly every word in English has just one meaning.
2.
While it's true, of course, that many words in English do have only one meaning, it can easily be shown that the majority have more than one.
3.
The third important misconception on the part of the students is their idea that a word can be used correctly as soon as its meaning is known.
4.
English has a larger vocabulary than any other language. The reason for this, of course, is that it has been influenced by several other languages. It has, in fact, borrowed words from many sources. It is therefore particularly rich in synonyms.
5.
Perhaps more important is a grammatical matter, namely that some words, which mean the same, can only be used when certain other words are present.
6.
Unfortunately, when many students pick up a book to read, they tend to have no particular purpose in mind other than simply to read the book.
7.
The result is that students frequently don't have an overall view of what they're reading. Also, they tend to forget fairly soon what they've been reading.
8.
One reason for poor comprehension from reading may be that students fail to make notes or to ask themselves questions about the text.
9.
If the reading material was broken down every 25 pages by short tests, reminding him what he had read, he could go on without fatigue or loss of efficiency for periods of up to 6 hours.
10.
If he can increase his reading speed without loss of comprehension, then he'll have become a more efficient reader.